your company doesn't operate in isolation. It relies on dozens of third-party tools, platforms, and services to function. Cloud hosting, email, CRM, payroll, project management, customer support, analytics, billing. Each of those vendors has access to some portion of your company's data or systems, and each one represents a potential entry point for an attacker. This isn't hypothetical. In 2025, 30% of all confirmed data breaches involved a third-party vendor. That's double the rate from the previous year. When a breach originates from a third-party system, the average remediation cost is nearly $4.8 million. Attackers have figured out that compromising a vendor is often easier and more scalable than attacking their real target directly. By breaching one vendor, they can reach dozens or hundreds of downstream customers at once. The uncomfortable truth is that your security is only as strong as your weakest vendor. Supply chain attacks follow a recognizable pattern. An attacker identifies a vendor with broad access to many customer environments. They compromise that vendor through phishing, credential theft, or exploiting a software vulnerability. They use the vendor's trusted connection to reach downstream targets, and because the activity comes through a legitimate channel, security tools may not flag it. By the time anyone notices, the attacker has been operating under the cover of a trusted relationship. Two real-world examples illustrate the pattern. The Salesforce SalesLoft campaign in 2025. Attackers used social engineering and stolen Oath tokens from a trusted third-party integration, the Drift connection from SalesLoft, to gain API-level access to Salesforce customer environments. The attackers claimed to have compromised data from 91 organizations through that single vendor relationship. Your company didn't have to be targeted directly. If you used the affected integration, you were exposed. The MOVEit breach in 2023 followed the same logic. Attackers exploited a vulnerability in a widely used file transfer tool, and every organization that relied on MOVEit became a victim. One compromised product, hundreds of affected organizations. Now, let's talk about OAuth, because it's the single most common way employees expose their work accounts to third-party risk without realizing it. Every time you click Allow or Authorize when connecting a third-party app to a work account, whether that's Google Workspace, Microsoft 365, Slack, or Salesforce, you're granting that app an OAuth. That token gives the app ongoing access to your data, often without requiring your password again. OAuth tokens are powerful. Depending on what you approved, the app may be able to read your email, access your contacts, browse your files, or interact with your data through APIs. And unlike a password that you actively use, OAuth tokens work silently in the background. You may forget the app exists long after you authorized it. Here's the security problem. If the third-party app gets compromised, the attacker inherits whatever access you granted through that OAuth token. They don't need your password, they don't need to bypass MFA, they already have a legitimate authenticated connection to your data. OAuth tokens also survive many security actions. Changing your password won't necessarily revoke an existing OAuth token. Disabling someone's SSO login may not kill all active token-based connections. This is one reason offboarding failures, which we covered in Module 5, are so dangerous. Former employees may have authorized apps that retain access long after their primary account is disabled. So what should you do? Think before you authorize. Read the permissions the app is requesting. Does a project management tool really need access to your entire Google Drive? If the permissions seem broader than necessary, that's a red flag. Use only IT-approved integrations. Your company may maintain a list. Stick to it. Periodically review your connected apps. In Google Workspace, check at myaccount.google.com/permissions. In Microsoft 365, check at myapps.microsoft.com. Revoke access for anything you no longer use. The same governance applies to human third parties. Contractors, freelancers, consultants. They often receive access equivalent to full-time employees, but the oversight around that access is frequently less rigorous. They may be onboarded informally, given broader access than needed to make it easy, and kept active long after the engagement ends. If you manage contractor relationships, ensure access is scoped to the specific project, provisioned through IT's standard process, and has a defined end date. Don't assume someone else handled the offboarding. When you're considering adopting a new tool, ask a few questions before you sign up. Does the vendor have a SOC to report? For any tool handling company data, that's the baseline. What data will this tool access? Customer data? Source code? The classification level determines what controls the vendor needs. How does it authenticate? Does it support single sign-on? And is IT aware of it? If no, that's the first thing to fix. SOC 2. Common Criteria 9.2 explicitly requires that your organization assess and manage risk from business partners and vendors. Your vendors are part of your attack surface, whether you chose them carefully or not. Choose them carefully,